So welcome, everybody, to the fourth week of an abundance program that we are doing. And what that means is we are talking about this month about abundant living, or living an abundant life, or living a life that is filled with the things that make our hearts happy and that make for a deep and a rich and a satisfying life. I know that all of us, we want to have what feels like enough. We want to have those things that make us happy. We want to have those things in our life that make for that rich and that satisfying life. That means we want to have enough friends, and we want to have enough love, and we want to have enough money, and we want to have enough opportunities to express who we are in the world, and we want to have enough health, and we want to have enough peace. We want to have enough of all of those things that make life feel really satisfying and really good. And we want to feel like we are prosperous. We want to feel like we are abundant, and we want to feel like we are free, free to move around and free to live that life that is filled with good. And so we've been talking about ways to increase that abundance and that prosperity in our life. And so the first week we talked about the very foundation is knowing that God is our source, that God is the source and the sustainer and the provider of everything in this universe. And we talked about partnering with that divine presence, partnering with that presence in all that we do, and especially in those undertakings that we have, and how that partnering with and inviting that presence in opens us to possibilities and to synchronicities and to things working out in miraculous ways that we never would have thought of in our own human mind. And the second week, we talked about being of service. We talked about being of service to others and to ourselves, and how when we are in service to others, we are actually in service to life. And we talked about using whatever it is that we do for work, our work, as a way to be of service in this world. And so last week we talked about the fact that we are here to succeed, here as human beings on this planet Earth to succeed. And when we know that we are here to succeed, and when we know that it is God's good pleasure that we should succeed and that we should thrive, that creates a mental atmosphere of success. And when we have that consciousness and that mindset of success, then we go out and we are a success in the world, because that's where we're coming from. And so today, the title of my talk is The Rhythm of Life. And what I'm talking about is the fact, there is a fact that we live in this boundless flow, in this energy of opulence, in this divine presence that is boundlessness itself. And when we give, when we consciously give, we place ourselves in that flow. And especially when we consciously give from love, when we consciously give from appreciation, when we consciously give from our passion, the things that we feel passionate about, and from a sense of high vision, we place ourselves in that flow. But I'm not talking about when we give out of obligation, and we give out of shoulds, and when we give out of giving just in order to get something in return. That's not the kind of giving that I'm talking about today. Sometimes what happens also is we think that we have to get first, and after we get, then we will give. That person who is nice to me, then I will be nice to them in return. But the person who ignores me, or who isn't kind to me, or who doesn't speak to me, I'm not going to be nice to that person. Do you do that? We think, you know, that friend who offers to take me out to lunch and who is generous with me, oh, I would love to take her out to lunch, and I will offer to take her out to lunch. But that person who never offers, I'm not going to offer back in return. Or we think, after I get that raise, then I'm going to give money to that organization that is doing such good work in the world that I really want to support. After I get the raise, I'll give. But what happens is when we give, We place ourselves into that law of circulation. And when we place ourselves into that circulation, we open ourselves to the flow that is always present and that is always there. Because when we give, we are actually reenacting the nature of that one creative force of the universe and the givingness of God itself. So when we are in a giving mode, we are God-like. We are matching that vibration of that divine presence. And as we do that, we have stepped into that opulence of the universe so that we can receive. That's how it works. And so in this book that we're using this month by Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith, 40-Day Mind Fast Soul Feast, one of my favorite things that I read this week is an invitation that he gives us. He says, "Play as a free spirit who is bound only by the habits of love and wisdom. Play, live your life as a free spirit, one who is only bound by the habits of love and wisdom." So think about that for a minute. What would your life be like if you lived your life as a free spirit? What would your life be like if you were bound only by the habits of love and wisdom? If you were bound only by the habits of love and wisdom, how would you feel? Can you imagine that? If you're bound only by the habits of love and wisdom, how would you act? What would you do differently than what you're doing now? If you were bound only by the habits of love and wisdom, how would you be in this world? When I imagine that, if I was only bound by love and wisdom, the belief in that, the thought of that, the habit of that, it feels like a relief. Whew. Feels like a letting go of this tightness that I hold on, and it feels like a letting go of the fear, and it feels like the place that my soul is meant to be, the place that my soul wants to be in this lifetime. The problem is so often we make our choices and our decisions out of fear. Fear that there isn't enough, fear that we're not going to have enough, fear that we aren't enough or we're not going to be enough. We make up these stories that we tell ourselves that is what if, and we nanner on and on. And what happens when we tell ourselves those stories is we end up holding tight. We don't want to let go of anything. What if? And we hold tight. But in our holding tight, we obstruct that flow from going out from us, but we also obstruct that flow from coming into us in our holding tight. Because it's a law of circulation. It's kind of like breathing. If you want more oxygen, you can't hold your breath. You hold your breath, you can't get any more oxygen in. I'm going to hold tight to this breath in case I don't get any more. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, says, "Fear is not godlike. It contradicts the divine presence and denies infinite good. Therefore, it is a lie and a fraud." Fear, your fear is a lie and a fraud because it denies that that divine presence is at the very center of your life and at the center of every single moment. That presence is closer than your very breathing all of the time. And Catherine Ponder, who is the author of 18 books on prosperity, she was a Unity minister and an early guru in that field of prosperity, says, "When we think we don't have enough to give is precisely when we need to give." It's like a faucet. You know, the faucet only receives water as it opens up and gives water. It gives from this boundless, this huge reservoir behind it, but it can't experience that until it gives of the water. In its giving, it opens itself to receive. That's how it works. And so, there is a difference between giving, and paying. There is a difference because paying is trading. Paying says, you give me electricity and I will give you money. You give me those pretty shoes and I will give you money. Give me that shiny new car and I will give you money. You make dinner, I will do the dishes. You watch the kids, I will buy us pizza. Those are trading. I'm going to trade you this for that. But giving is not trading. Giving is giving just in order to give. It's not giving in order to receive something. And when we trade, we don't increase the flow by very much at all, because it opens us up a little bit. It's better than holding tight. But when we give open-hearted and without attachment, we open ourselves up wide to that boundless source of the universe. Especially when we give from love. Especially when we give from that fullness of life. Eric Butterworth, who is my absolute favorite author on the subject of abundance, says, true giving is not something you do to or for someone, but it is your consent to let the flow of God through you to someone. Whereas the emphasis is usually on what you give to, the most important thing is what you give from. And so we give from love, and we give from appreciation, and we give from our connection with everyone and everything. We give from a consciousness of oneness. We give from our gratitude. And we give from that realization that giving is an integral part of our spirit. It's a part of who we are. And so in class this week, we were talking about how in your life are you experiencing a greater generosity, and where are you giving more out of your realization of oneness, out of your realization of your own abundance in your life? And it was so lovely to hear people sharing about this generosity of spirit that they have out of that realization of abundance. People sharing things like how much kinder they are with other people and how much kinder they are towards themselves. People sharing things about giving time to other people because they don't feel like their time is so tight. Being present with other people more so than normal. Having compassion for other people. Having more understanding. I know in my life, I have become so much more generous of spirit. And it shows up with my open heart and feeling connected to people that I don't even know. And it shows up in me sharing my good in a way that I hadn't done before I felt so abundant. Being generous in how I tip people then and who I buy things for and who I give things to. There's a huge generosity, and it's all born out of that realization of how abundant I am and that I live in this unending source. And so one of the tricks is, whatever it is that you want more of, give that. If you want more friends, be a friend to everyone you meet. If you want more love in your life, give love as you're out there in the world. If you want to feel more peace, act in ways that are peaceful to other people as you share yourself in the world. Be kind. Open doors for people. And if you want more money in your life and you are afraid to give money because you feel like you're having a lack in your life, begin giving where it's easy. Begin giving your time. Volunteer at the animal shelter, or come volunteer with us at Food Finders, or come here early on a Sunday morning and act as a greeter. Give where it's easy, because giving anywhere opens up that flow. And if money is a challenge for you, give it the level that's comfortable. And then stretch yourself a little bit. Give a little bit more. Because what happens is as you stretch yourself, is you prove to yourself that there is enough. You prove to yourself that that story you were telling yourself that there isn't enough wasn't true. You move through your fear as you stretch yourself and you discover that there was nothing to be afraid of in the first place. But you don't prove it to yourself until you do it. You actually do it. You know, in the Bible it says, prove me now. Prove me now. You cannot outgive God. Prove that to yourself. And earlier I said that it's not as important what you give to as what you give from. That is absolutely true. And it is still important what you give to. Because what you give to, what you give is energy. Whether it's your time or your money or your volunteering, it's all energy. And what we give energy to, we keep alive. So you give your time and your talent and your treasure and your creativity and whatever it is that you want to give to the things that you believe in and the things that you think are important in this world, the things that are making a positive impact on this planet, the things that are valuable. I support lots of different organizations. I give money on a regular basis to Habitat for Humanity, because they are building houses for people who are in need, and I think that's so important. I give money to Women for Women International. They give small loans to women so they can start businesses and support their families. I give to organizations that support reproductive freedom because I think it's really important for people to be able to choose how many children they have so that they can create the life that they want to be living. I believe in those things. And it feels like an honor that I get to support those things. It feels like an honor to financially support them. And I support this center because I believe in what we are doing here. I believe in our mission, and I believe in our purpose, and I believe in what we're doing, and I believe in this philosophy. And it has made such a difference in my life. My life is so much better and so different than before I started this path. And I want that to be available to other people. And I remember when I was in my late 20s and actually had that realization of how much of a difference it had made in my life and how I wanted that to be available to other people. And what happened out of that is I started supporting that church that I went to. I started giving whether I was there or not, because it was no longer about trading and it was no longer about me. It was about we. It was about supporting something that I believed in that was making a positive difference in this world, and I wanted other people to be able to have that because we are all connected. And so today, I write a $100 check every week to this church, whether I am here or not. And it's an honor. It feels like an honor for me to do that. And I didn't start at $100. When we started this church, I was giving $45 a week. It's incrementally has gone up to where it is now. And that's how we do things when we stretch ourselves in our lives. It's increments that we work in. And you know what? My giving has increased everywhere in my life. And so has my experience of abundance. I feel so much richer and have such a fuller, more prosperous, and beautiful life than I ever have before. I have so much more now. And so really, I'm talking about two different principles here. One of the principles that I'm talking about is that we give in order to give way to that flow. We give to order open up that flow so that we might receive more, because in our openness to give, we are automatically open to receive. It's a law of circulation. And the second thing I'm talking about is giving our energy. giving our time and our money and our love and our talent to what we want to see increase in the world. That is the law of increase that David was talking about. What we put our energy on increases. Whatever we put our energy and our attention on increases. And so my invitation to you this week is, if you want to increase any of the good in your life, give. And give specifically that thing so that you can prove to yourself there is enough. Because as you become it, that law of correspondence makes your life reflect what's going on the inside. Stretch yourself a little bit because it helps you move past your fear and you can discover that there was nothing to be afraid of in the first place. And give to what's important to you. And give so that you get filled up. Give from your heart and give from the fullness of life, knowing that as you do, you step into that law of circulation and into the circular flow of infinite good. And then you'll be living this life of abundance and of prosperity, a life where you are filled from the inside and filled from the outside, a life that feels rich and deep and meaningful and satisfying. And so blessings to every single one of you as you walk this path of awakening to your spirit and as you walk this path of awakening to this magnificent life of God that we are immersed in and that we are all living. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer right now. Oh my goodness, and how good it is just to be in this realization of that presence of the infinite one. That presence of the infinite that expresses itself in this world as all that is. And as I look around me and I see all that is, every plant and animal and flower and ray of sun and mountain and lake and stream and rock and grains of sand on the beach, I think, oh my God, how amazing and opulent this world is. And this is only the outpicturing of the divine, for that divine presence is opulence itself. It is creativity and energy and absolute potential and good without bound. And it is absolutely God's good pleasure to unfold itself as this world and as you and me and as my life and as your life. For I recognize and know that it is in our receiving that the infinite has the opportunity to express in an even greater way, for we are open to receive. And so I recognize that we walk in this presence at every single moment in our lives. And that presence leads us and guides us and opens the way before us and pours us out a blessing that is so fantastic we could not possibly take it all in. But I recognize that today we are absolutely buoyed, that we are absolutely supported, and that we are prospered in every way that is meaningful to us. For we have come here to live this life that is rich and satisfying. We have come here to celebrate this thing called life. And part of that celebration is experiencing the opulence of this universe. And so I know that before the need is spoken, it is already met. And it is with a grateful heart, and it is with absolute knowing that I release this prayer into that infinite law of correspondence, that infinite law of attraction, knowing that I receive as such. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is.